There's a fascinating tshuva from the Chavos Yar, where the Chavos Yar asked the question that why is it that there's a halacha of tzar balei chayim, but you don't find anywhere that if someone's mitzar, a human being, that it's included in tzar balei chayim. So you have tzar balei chayim when it comes to animals, when it comes to insects. The tshuva that we spoke out, the Dover Nifla, Metz Hashem, will be a related rabbi before Rosh Hashanah, from Yehuda Asad about Shechita and Rosh Hashanah, the concept of Tzar Bali Chaim, Kol Merachim Al Abrius, Merachman Olam Min HaShemayim, that was one of the themes of Masechta Shabbos. But you find that this idea of Tzar Bali Chaim, it's a huge chelik of halacha. But by people, you don't find that. You're not allowed to hit a person, you can't be malbim lechaver barabim, but there's no inyan of Tzar Bali Chaim. That's not something you find. And the Chavos Yar said that the reason is because a person has the ability to control his emotions. So you could be mitzar a person, but the person has the ability to try to overcome whatever tzar you're inflicting upon him, and as a result, he will be able to deal with it. But an animal doesn't have the capacity to do that. And it's for that reason, if someone's mitzar an animal, tzar bali chayim, deiraisa, derabanan, all the raid associated with tzar bali chayim. But a person has the ability to deal with anything that the Eibishter gives him. There's no such thing that a person has tzar that he doesn't have the ability to cope with. And as a result, you can have that level of tzar bali chayim, chiddush nifla of the Chavos Yar. So the topic of today's daf was overwhelmingly the halacha of oisek b'mitzvah p'turim min ha-mitzvah. Why are we talking about that? It was the first halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-soka. And the Gemara said mino ani mili. It's because shluchei mitzvah are oiskim b'mitzvah. And the halacha is if someone's oisek b'mitzvah, this person is p'turim min ha-mitzvah. Now Rashi said that what are shluchei mitzvah? These are people that are traveling, but they're traveling to do a mitzvah. And then Rashi gives examples. Kegoin, zum Beispiel. Lulmoy Torah, they're on the way to learn Torah. Ulahakbel Pnei Rabbi, they're on the way to visit their Rebbe. Verliftei Shvuim, or they're on the way to do Pinyon Shvuim. These are people that are shluchei mitzvah. They're holchei b'derech mitzvah. And as a result, these people are pturim in asukah because of oisik b'mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. Rashi, in the next Dibra Maskel, says a chiddush. He says that when the Mishnah says shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asukah, three words, va'afilu b'shas chaneyasa. That's true even when they're resting. Meaning, you would have thought that when a holchei mitzvah, when a shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-mitzvah, that's when they're traveling. Right now, I'm involved. I'm engaged in doing what I have to do. Says Rashi, no. Va'afilu b'shas chaneyasa. Even when they're resting. Right now, I'm not going anywhere. I'm taking a break. So you would think, pitch a sukkah and sit down in it and be mekayim the mitzvah. Says Rashi, shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asukah, afilu b'shas chaneyasa. Tosfos, Dibra Masko, shluchei mitzvah brings Rashi, and Tosfos says v'teima. I don't understand Rashi. Meaning, b'shloima while they're traveling. So right now they're oisik b'mitzvah. If you're going to tell them to sit in a sukkah, they're going to have to stop the mitzvah that they're doing. They're going to go and figure out a way to sit in a sukkah. That mechuyev to do that because oisik b'mitzvah is potim in a mitzvah. But b'shas chaniyosim, they're not involved in doing any mitzvah. Right now, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting around. So meicha teisa, they don't have an obligation to pick up a sukkah. Oh, you're going to tell me it's because big picture, the broader context is that they're on their way right now to do a mitzvah. Oh, but if right now, this second, they're not physically engaged in a mitzvah, hayitochen, there should be halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. And Tosfos says, im yuchoyva mekayim shneyim, I don't understand. If it's possible to be mekayim, both of these mitzvahs, amai pturim, why should they be potter? And Tosfos says, think about it. Da'atu adam sheyesh lo tzitzis bebigdai. If someone has tzitzis in his baget, v'tfilim b'roishoy, and he has tfilin on his head, mi mifter b'kach mishar mitzvahs, are you going to tell me that this person should be potter min ha-mitzvahs? According to Rashi, any person that's wearing tzitzis, any person that's wearing tefillin, should be potter min ha-mitzvah, because he's an oisik b'mitzvah. So that means you wake up in the morning, put on tzitzis, and you're done. You don't have to say kriya shma, you don't have to do another mitzvah because you're oisik b'mitzvah. Says Tosfos, of course not. Why? Because oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah means I'm physically engaged in doing the mitzvah. But if I'm not physically involved in doing the mitzvah, if it's efshel l'kayim shneiim for the same price, so there's no reason in the world I should have the ptur of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So says Tosfos, Rashi says, afilu b'shas chaneyasim. I don't understand Rashi, how it's possible to say that it'd be aloch of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, to the extent that it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So two ha'aris as it relates to this machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. There's a Veltz Kasha. This Kasha is said over in the name of the Nesivos, but really the Hafla asks the Kasha. The Maratzchias and the Zagoyis, right here in the Gemara, asks the Kasha. And that is one of the most famous sugis in Chas as it relates to Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. It's in Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim. It's in the fourth parak. It's Taflamid Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a Shomer Aveda. If somebody finds an Aveda, right now, he's watching that Aveda. He has a mitzvah, Aseda, a Raisa of Hashavas Aveda. There's a whole parak in Chas that's dedicated to the laws of Hashavas Aveda. One of the most classic prokem in Chas, parak Elam Mitzis. So somebody right now is being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. He's a Shomer Aveda. Does he have a din of a Shomer Chinam? Or does he have a din of a Shomer Sach? Meaning, what would be if the Aveda was stolen or if it was lost? Does he have a din of a Shomer Chinam that's Potter from Geneva Aveda? Or does he have a din of a Shomer Sacher that's Chayev in Geneva Aveda? Rabbi says he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. He says, why? What's unique about a Shomer Chinam? Nobody's paying him. He says, who's paying this person? You'll tell me he's getting schar mitzvah. Mitzvah's lovely, honest. No, nobody's paying him. And me, that nobody's paying me, he's a Shomer Chinam. If he's a Shomer Chinam, in the halachis of Shomrim, he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yosef argues. Rabbi Yosef says that a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Sachar. Why? So says Rabbi Yosef, the reason is the Kamahanyale Pruta. It's because this Shomer Sachar right now has the potential to Fardin a Pruta. He may actually physically in this world make a few dollars off the fact that he's a Shomer Aveda. How so? What would happen if while this person is watching the Aveda, somebody would come knock on his door? An Arman? So, ordinarily, you have a mitzvah. All the mitzvahs that are associated with the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if this person right now is watching the Aveda, he doesn't have to, because he's an Oisik B'mitzvah. And Oisik B'mitzvah is Potem in HaMitzvah. So says Rabbi Yosef in Mesechtes Bava Kama Perek HaKoinis and in Adarim Perekim Ben Avodah and in many places in Chas, that I believe that because of the fact that this Shomer Aveda may potentially benefit, he may gain a pruta out of this geshaft of the fact that he's a Shomer Aveda, he has a din not of a Shomer Chinam, he has a din of a Shomer. And this is what's known throughout Shas as Pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's Chiddush. This is the Pruta de Rav Yosef that if somebody's a Shomer Aveda, he has a din of a Shomer Sacher, the Kamahanyale Pruta, because there's the potential for him to have a Pruta. So the Gedolei Achronim ask, a Meir de Gekasha. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there tells a story about Rava, who once upon a time forced somebody to give tzedakah. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Basra Daf Ches. So it's in Ksubas Mem Tes, it's in Bava Basra Daf Ches, where the Gemara says that Rava once forced somebody to give tzedakah. And Tosfos asks the Kasha, Heich Kava Oisa Bishvil Tzedakah. How did Rava have a right to force this person to give tzedakah? We know the rule. Any mitzvah saseh that has matan schor betzida, the halacha is Bezdin can't get involved. Bezdin doesn't have a right to force the person to do the mitzvah. Meaning, the Bezdin has the authority to force a person to do a mitzvah. Makin, v'oinchin, achatetze nafshoi, psubestav peivav. Bezdin has a right to do whatever they want as to make sure a person does a mitzvah. But at the same time, there are certain limitations they have. One of the limitations are, if the Torah dictates and details what the schar is going to be for this mitzvah, so then the halacha is, Bezdin does not have the right to meddle, and they don't have a right to force the person to do a mitzvah. If that's the case, how is Rava able to force a person to give tzedakah? Tzedakah, it says in the Torah, ki baglal adavar hazeh, hivarech Hashem alikecha, the biggest brachas in the Torah come for somebody that gives tzedakah. So if that's the case, Frank Dysmas, how did Rava have a right to force this person to give tzedakah? This is exhibit A for a mitzvah shematan schar betzida, and the rule is, any mitzvah that I say that's matan schar betzida, person doesn't have a right to force the person to do. So Tyson says a few terutzen. Tyson's last terutz is, v'yoid, the betzedakah ikutarti lavi. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, there are two lavin, meaning in addition to the mitzvah saseh of tzedakah, there's also lavin. It says in the Torah, lo sa'amitz, and it says in the Torah, v'loy sikbites. So it says in the Torah that if an Araman comes to you, lo sa'amitz es levavcha, Don't harden your heart. Don't hide your hand. And then there's mitzvah saseis. And then it says again, but in addition to the mitzvah saseis, it says tois, there's also lavin. It says loisa'amitzas levavcha, and it says v'loisikpoises yotcha. This that is a halacha that a mitzvah saseis, that's ma'an schar, but see, the bezin doesn't have a right to force the person to do, that's only for a mitzvah saseis. But that's not true for a mitzvah loisaseis. And when it comes to the mitzvah of tztaka, in addition to the mitzvah saseis, there's also two lavin. There's the lav of loisa'amitzas levavcha, and there's the lav of loisikpois etziyotcha me'achicha ha'evyon. I think we once told the story with the Beis Halevi. I heard it from Yeshua. He said that somebody once came to the Beis Halevi and he gave him a very, very large nedava. It was a chassid of the Beis Halevi, and he gave him an envelope, and there was a lot of money there. And the Beis Halevi picked up the envelope, and this person that gave him the money was, you know, he had tovus hanoi. He just gave him a very chash of a schum. And as the Beis Halevi picks up the envelope and he's about to look inside to see how much money he just got, there was a knock on the door. And the Beis Halevi goes to the door, and there was an amana, and she came to the Beis Halevi and she started crying. And she said that her landlord wants to throw her out of her apartment, and she has a family of yisoimim, and she pasha doesn't have food to feed them. And maybe the Rav of Brisk can help her out a little bit. So the Beis Halevi said, you came at the perfect time, and he took the envelope and he gave it to the woman. And this Gvir felt bad. He says, you know, he gave the Beis Halevi a lot of money, more than the Beis Halevi was probably expecting to get. And Beis Halevi never even looked at the money, never even counted it. Sitem ga'aita bissel, sitem gitzipt a little bit. So he felt close to the Beis Halevi, and he told him, he said, sa'at mecha bissel. He says, I understand, the Rav couldn't at least count the money. He couldn't at least see. At least take a look at the money. And the Beis Halevi looked at him. He said, you wanted me to count money? There were two bixen, there were two guns that were pointing at me. How can you count money when there's two bixen face? Say, if also giving the two bixen, says it state in the Torah, like sa'amit says levavcha, for like sick boy says yotcha miyakicha evyoy. He says, I got yishav adas, it's sailing out. But these are the two lavin. So that's what Tosfos says. The reason Rava was able to force this person to give tztaka, you're right, kol mitzvah saseh shema and schar, but see that Allah is not allowed to force. But this wasn't just a mitzvah saseh. This two lavin. It's because of the lava, like sa'amit says levavcha, and it's because of the lava, like sick boy says yotcha miyakicha evyoy. So Frek the Nesivos, and Frek the Afla, and Frek the Maritzchiyos, and many, many other G'dayli Achroinim. It's mavur that the mitzvah of stock is not only a mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah slois saseh as well. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yosef said that a shomer aveda has a din of a shomer sachar. Why? The kamahanyule pruta de Rav Yosef, quote unquote. Because what would happen if the person's watching the aveda and someone's gonna come, he's gonna knock on the door and he's gonna want tzedakah, he's not mechuyev to give him that tzedakah because right now I'm oisik b'mitzvah. Fregen d'achroinim, oisik b'mitzvah is patam in a mitzvah, but oisik b'mitzvah is patam in haloisaseh. So if someone's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, holchei drachim don't have to sin in a sukkah, then I'll eat nevela. Then I'll let eat chazer. Then I'll let eat pasav v'chalof. Oisik me'mitzvah is potter me'mitzvah saseh. But that's poshit. You don't even have to speak this out. Then oisik me'mitzvah is not potter from mitzvah lo saseh. Now, if you're going to tell me the mitzvah of tztaka, or not going to the door, not giving tztaka, involves not just one lo saseh, two lo saseh, lo samitzes levavcha, v'lo sik mo'itzes yotcha me'achicha evyon. So if that's the case, it's a question of lo saseh. So where do you have the halacha of oisik me'mitzvah Potem in haloisaseh, a cushion of flaw that the G'dayli Achroinim asked. So I'll tell you just a novel teretz that I saw from the same Peter Roof in his Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Tzion Chelek Beis. He said, Tosfos said that the only time you say oisik b'mitzvah potem in ha-mitzvah is if it's e'efshel l'kayim shnei, meaning if it's impossible to do both. So you have a choice. There's a face-off. Either I do this mitzvah or I do that mitzvah. Al zeh nemar, oisik b'mitzvah, is potem in a mitzvah. Said the same Peter Ruv, let's just think about it logically. It's just so basic and foundational. There's a lot of geshmak and terutzim to this kasha, but this is just very, very basic, breaking it down a little bit. Why do you need a halach of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah? I'm doing a mitzvah right now. Mechateis, I should do the other mitzvah. My chassis, I'm doing a mitzvah now. Who said I should do the other mitzvah? He says, the teretz is, because the Gemara says that when it comes to assays, and I have a decision, should I do this assay or that assay? So we have a lashon in Chazal, my ume Hayase me hayase. It gets very tricky when it comes to assays. And because it gets very tricky when it comes to assays, so Chazal needed to tell us two drashnas, b'shiftecha b'veisach uvlachtecha v'aderech, and then the parsha of Pesach Sheni, that there's a halacha of oisnik b'mitzvah, patam b'mitzvah. Because really, when I have two mitzvahs in front of me, it's very unclear. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't really guide us very clearly in terms of how I'm supposed to go about it. My ume hayase, me hayase. But if I have a face-off between an assay and a loisaseh, for that I have a gross Shulchan Aruch. For that I have many, many sugyas and shas. For that I have assay, doiche loisaseh. And by the way, Tosfos says in Yevamos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that not only is assay doiche one loisaseh, but assay is doiche two laven as well. If you have two laven together, assay is doiche two laven. So said the same Peter Uv, I don't understand what you're worried about. You're worried about the fact that the Araman is knocking on the door, and you have two laven in the Torah of Loisamit says Lavavcha, for Loisik Beis says Yotcha Miachicha Evyoy, Mamanovshach. If it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, then you have to go to the door. Elamai, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, it's a question of right now. Do I do the assay? Do I do the loisase? Alzen emma assay doicha loisase. And even though it's two lavin, alzen emma assay doicha two loisases. So l'chur, it's bullshit that that's what I'm going to do. It was dafka regarding the assay, where it's not clear what you're supposed to do when you have two assays, because that gets very verplanted. Then you have the sugyas of mayu me da hayasay me hayasay, and he sends us to a tshuvas noy de bihuda that we spoke about in somewhere, Masechtas Pesachim, I think. But the point is that there's raid on what you do with two assays. That's when you run into the mayu me hayasay me hayasay. Here we need guidance. Oh, that's the guidance. Oisik me mitzvah, patam ben mitzvah. So said the same Peter Ruv, as it relates to the lois assays, that we don't need sukkah chafei for. That you don't have to come on to prut. That's poshet. Because for that, you have the halach of asei doicha loisasei. Where we need a little bit of help is regarding the asei. And for that, I have oisink b'mitzvah, batim and amitzvah. Regardless, there's so much to be mafalful on this. But that's the first aura. The second aura is, so again, Rashi said that hoche drachim apturim in asukkah, even b'shas chani yosem. Tosfos said, how could that be? How could you tell me that the potter afilu b'shas chani yosem? L'chayra b'shas chani yosem, there it's efshel l'kayim shneim, and it's efshel l'kayim shneim. It's poshut that you shouldn't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah is if you can't do both. But if you could do both, what's the havam that you shouldn't do both? Tosfos' lashon was v'teima im yecholim l'kayim shneim amai pturim. The otu adam sheyesh leit tzitzis bebigdoi utfilim beroishem yimifter. Right, Tosfos is trying to make a dramatic point. Tosfos, if you're going to tell me oisim mitzvah, batim and a mitzvah, even if I'm not physically engaged in the mitzvah, even if I can do another mitzvah, it's fine, it's not going to impact the one mitzvah I'm doing in any way, then just put on tzitzis in the morning, or put on tefillin, and you're done. Otu, someone that has tzitzis bebigdoi utfilim beroishem, hayala aladas. Can anyone have a havamina be menoishal havamina that you're going to say for a person like that, oisik b'mitzvah batam and mitzvah elamaisas tois, you see clearly that if efshel l'kayim shneim, then the halacha is, of course you don't say oisik b'mitzvah batam and mitzvah. So Rabbi Bienenfeld, a few months ago, called me and he asked a beautiful ha'ara on Tosfos, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, we've spoken over the years, right from the Beis Halevi and for Itzel Petterberger, for Reb Chaim Brisker, tonight's Reb Chaim's Yahrzeit, for Reb Chaim Brisker, that the mitzvah of Mila does not end when a baby is 8 days old and has a bris Mila, but rather it's a mitzvah nimsheches. In fact, every single second that a yid is mahul, he's mekayim a mitzvah esse d'oraisa of Mila. In other words, to say it in the vernacular, there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's the Ma'isa HaMila, which happens on the 8th day from when a child is born. And then there's the second part of it, which a child is Mekayim every single second that he's Gemalit. And the Mekar that Reb Itzel Petterberger and Reb Chaim brought was from a Gemara Masechtas Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a classic Gemara. The Gemara says, B'shoshen Nichnas Dovid Beis Merchitz, Dovid Melech was running away from Shaul. He was a fugitive. Shaul wanted to kill him. And Dovid Melech was in a Beis Merchitz. V'ra Atzmai Oymed Arum. And he saw that he was Arum. He saw that he wasn't wearing any clothing. So the Gemara says, Amar, he said, Oili she'emoid Arum alei mitzvah. He says, I'm Arum, I have no mitzvahs on me right now. I'm in trouble. Meaning, I don't have any protection. Kiner mitzvah, the mitzvah protects. She'emoid mitzvah le'yeda davara. He said, but right now I'm Arum. I don't have any mitzvahs. What's going to be? Kimish niskeben mila. But then he remembered that he had bris mila. Shebipsaroi. He was in the beis merchitz. Nisyash v'daitoi. He calmed down. La'ach sheyotze. After he left the beis merchitz. Omer le'ashira. He said shira. Shenemar. Which shira did he say? Lam natseach alashminis. Mizmor leDavid. It was a shira alamila. Shenitna b'shmini. So David HaMelech's in the beis merchitz. He's running away from Shaul. He's literally Aram, but also he felt spiritually Aram, because he felt he had no mitzvahs on him. Then he remembered that he had bris milah, and because he had bris milah, he felt he was protected because he had the mitzvah. So from Itzel Petterberger and Reb Chaim Briska, they asked, he said, I understand. If David HaMelech was worried that he didn't have a mitzvah, so what was the nechama that he had with the fact that he had bris milah? Bris milah was something that he did when he was 8 days old. Elamai, he remembered that he once did a mitzvah. What, David HaMelech forgot all the mitzvahs that he did? He was always doing mitzvahs. The problem was, achshav, this second he didn't have a mitzvah. So if this second he didn't have a mitzvah, then why was it that with Kivan Shaniska ben Milosh Abibsarin is Yashvadaitoi? So the Gedoyle Gedoyle Alamdim said that you see from this Gemara that when David HaMelech was Niska ben Milosh, what he remembered was that this second he's being Mekayim a mitzvah. He's not being Mekayim a mitzvah. The Teretz says there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Milosh. You have the mitzvah of Milosh, that's the Maisa Milosh that happens when a child is 8 days old. And then you have the mitzvah Nimsheches, that's a mitzvah that a person and that every single second that he's gemalit, and that's why it was nesiyash v'daita, because he realized this second, even in a beis merchitz, right now he was still able to be mekayim the mitzvah of milah. Another raya that Rabbi Itzel Petterberger brought, and raya nefla, was from Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi. So Yaakov Avinu is ba'achris hayamim, and he calls his son Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Mishnah Lamelech, who has a lot of protection in the Egyptian government, and he tells him, I'm going to die soon, and the Egyptians are going to want to bury me here in Egypt, but I want you to swear, and I want you to make sure that I don't get buried here. I want to be buried with my father and with my Zayda. I want you to take me to the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. But before he asked him to swear, he told him, Simno Yotcha Tachas Yerechi. I want you to take your hand, and I want you to put it Tachas Yerechi. What did he mean? He wanted him to grab on to the Milah, because there's an idea that a person who makes a Shvuah Deiraisa is supposed to do it B'nekitas Chefetz. He's supposed to be holding a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. That's why the Mishnah says in Masechta Shvuos, people when they swore they would hold a Sefer Torah, this is an idea to hold a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. And you see many times in the Torah that this is the way Shvuahs happen. It happened Simna Yotcha Tachas Yerechi, because the Milah is a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. So Rabbi Itzel Petterberger asked that there's an obvious Rab Nosson that says the Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mahol. So if Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mahol, so he asked the Kasha, he never did Bris Milah. So if he never did Bris Milah, it wasn't a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. Yaakov was an Ish Tam. He was born Tam. He never had Bris Milah. So if he never had Bris Milah, so how is it a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah? Now you'll tell me at a Tafis Dan Bris. There's a big shaila what a Tafis Dan Bris really is. Say a Tafis Dan Bris, Mimel. But what about according to all the Paiskim that Tafis Dan Bris is not real Milah? So it comes out he never did Bris Milah. So fake a Bitzelah, how was Yaakov Avinu able to use Simla Yotcha Tachas Yerechi as a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah? Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mal. So a Bitzelah said, Vaisois is two dinam in Milah. Here's the Maisna Milah, and then there's an Indian that a Yid has to be Mal. Someone that's Noilad Mal can't do the first part of the Mitzvah. But the second part of the mitzvah, he doesn't lose out. At the end of the day, he's gemalit. And the fact that he's in a state of mohel, that is also a kiyum mitzvah. And as a result, Yaakov Avinu, Simno Yotcha Tachas Yerechi, was able to be a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. But regardless, this is the reign in Pre-Yitzchak, Chelek Bey, Simon Lamed. This is Dvorim Atikin Adla Ma'oid, that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Milah. This is the Milah that happens by Yom HaShmini, and then there's the mitzvah Nimsheches, that every second that a person is Mol, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. So Rabbi Bienenfeld Shlita asked the Bamba Kasha. He said, if that's the case, Tosfos and Daf Chaf Hei, in our sugya, in the sugya of Oisik b'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas, Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi, and he's trying to be as dramatic as he possibly could. Rashi, you hold Oisik b'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, even if it's Efshel L'kayim Shneim, V'teimah, Im Yechayim L'kayim Shneim, Amai Pturim, Da'atu. What's the most dramatic comment that Tosfos can make? Mishin Yesh Lo Tzitzis B'bigdoi? That means if you put on tzitzis in the morning, you're done. Frank Rabbi Bienenfeld, say better. You gemalit. If when you gemalit, you mekayim a mitzvah. Menachis mem gimel amid beis. All the brisk garay. So Tosfos should have said better. Any person that wakes up in the morning, gemalit. He shouldn't have to do it. You don't have to put on tzitzis. You don't even have to put on tefillin. This was the kasha. So I was talking to Yedid Nafshi, Reb Levi Chomsky, and I told him over this Ha'ara. So Reb Levi told me, tell Rabbi Bienenfeld, he was mechavin to the Marach Ur Zeruah. The Marach Ur Zeruah was Reb Chaim, who was the son of the Ur Zeruah. So this goes back a little bit. And in Tshuva Kuf Pei Gimel, he says what Tosfos says. And he says that the only time do you have the halacha of oisah b'mitzvah, potnim and amitzvah, is if it's efshel l'kayim shneim. But if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, then you don't have this halacha. And he proves it. You know what his proof is? The otu adam sheyesh lo tzitzis b'bigdoi. Fitfilim b'roishoi. U'mezuzah b'pischoi. And I'm skipping three lines. U'milo toichiach. Shekol Yisrael yesh la mitzvah z'milo. V'david ava aleo mizmor. Kishen nichtas l'beis hamerchitz. V'ra atzma yorim yikol ha-mitzvahis. V'nitzkosh ha-oisah mitzvah z'milo b'saroi. So you see that it's poshut that you can't say such a thing. Because if that would be the case, then Mila Toichiach, it's Mefurish in the Marach Ur Zeruah. Oh, but one thing that Reb Levi said, and Rabbi Bienenfeld said, is that from Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos didn't say it, from the fact that Tosfos didn't say, maybe this is a makar, not like some of this raid. I'll call upon him. There's so much raid in Sukkah Daf Chafei. I mean, this is a daf that's a fachba the kuluba, but tucked away in something that Tosfos never said. You can look high and low in this daf. I don't think you're going to find the word Mila here. But from the fact that Tosfos didn't say the word Mila, this could be one of the great Maram Akaimis in Hilchas Mila, in some of the Bris Kolumbus in Mila, raid that's reverberated throughout Brisei Mila, from Grace of London throughout the years. But the point is that from the fact that the Marach Ur Zeruah brought Mila as a Makar, and Tosfos did not bring Mila as a Makar, maybe this has to do with this shmooze, this raid from the Beis Halevi, from Rab Chaim, and from Rab Itzel Petterberg. But one more Ha'ara. And that is, so we're learning the sugya of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. We have two Makaris for it. We've seen it as it relates to Kriyashma. We've seen as relates to Sukkah. We've even seen that someone that's not physically Oisik B'mitzvah, but merely somebody that's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, even a person like that can have the halacha of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem in HaMitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Reish Men Vav is discussing the halacha of Talmud Torah. Says the Mechaber, Sivkot Yudchas, Talmud Torah Shakul Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. It's a Mishnah, we say it every morning. If someone has two mitzvahs in front of him, he can do a mitzvah or he can learn Torah. If it's possible for someone else to do the mitzvah, don't stop learning. However, if you cannot, then you should do the mitzvah, and then afterwards you should go back, only afterwards you should go and you should continue learning. In other words, if someone's sitting and learning Torah, and while he's learning Torah, he has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, so what should you do? Should you stop learning Torah and go do the mitzvah? Or no, I'm learning, so let someone else figure out what to do with it. And if not, then so be it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you have an obligation to make sure the mitzvah is done. So if someone else could do the mitzvah, yeah, then don't do the mitzvah. What you're learning and what you're doing is more chashuv than whatever the mitzvah is. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But at the same time, if there's no one else that could do the mitzvah, you have to stop. Meaning, yafzik talmudai, v'yachzal l'tayrasa. And then afterwards, you should go back and you should learn Torah. In other words, you're learning Torah, there's a mitzvah, no one else could do it, stop learning and go ahead and do the mitzvah. Freitra Meir Simcha and Ar Sameach, and it's the most obvious kash in the world, and that is, how could there be such a halacha? What happened to Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah? And if you say Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, when it comes to ordinary mitzvahs, then certainly you're going to say Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is Shokul Keneged Kula. So how is it possible that by every mitzvah you have the halacha of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, but dafka by Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kula, over there you don't have the halacha of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah? And the truth is, to add insult to injury, or to just make the kasha that much stronger, Rashi in our sugya said, Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asukah. What shluchei mitzvah? Holchei b'derech mitzvah. Kegoin, Lilmoy Torah, Ulahakpul p'nei rabbi, V'liftoi shvuin. One of Rashi's examples was Lilmoy Torah. That means if somebody's traveling, he's on his way to learn Torah, he has a din of an oisik b'mitzvah, he's potem in a mitzvah. Sahaga ba'atzmecha. You're in the car, you're driving to Beis Medrash, you're an oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. But I'm sitting behind my shtender and I have a Reb Chaim open and I'm learning, I don't have a din of a Yisur b'mitzvah, batim and a mitzvah. How's it possible such a thing? You're on your way to learn, then you're potter. But I'm in the middle of learning, then it's going to be okay? What's pshat? So Meis Simcha asks this kasha, and Ayin or Sameach, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, he says a beautiful teretz, but the income mekoyim elaharech. But it's yodua. The Rab Kiveger in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch on that halacha says, "I am betshuvas kol ben Levi bechidushav alishoynois berama." So we always say when Rab Kiveger tells you to look something up, it's good advice to look it up. So the tshuvas kol ben Levi, which was a tshuva from a kadmoin. He asks this kasha and he says a dover nifla. Says the tshuvas kol ben Levi, it's true. And it's true that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. But at the same time, when it comes to Talmud Torah, you don't have the halach of Oisik b'mitzvah, patim and ha-mitzvah. He said why? He said because Oisik b'mitzvah, patim and ha-mitzvah means I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. I don't have to stop the mitzvah that I'm doing to go ahead and do another mitzvah. I'm Oisik b'mitzvah right now. I'm in the middle of the mitzvah. Why should I stop to do another mitzvah? Stating that, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, said the truth is Kol Ben Levi, every single word that a person learns is a separate mitzvah. In other words, you're never oisik b'mitzvah in the technical sense when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're never in the middle of learning. I'm always starting a mitzvah, finishing a mitzvah. I'm always before the next mitzvah and just finished with the previous mitzvah. So any single time I'm learning and I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's similar to me having two mitzvahs in front of me and I'm forced to make a decision again, which mitzvah do I want to opt, which mitzvah do I want to do? If a person's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah, patim and ha-mitzvah. But if a person has two mitzvahs in front of him and he needs to decide which one of the mitzvahs he should do, over there you don't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patim and ha-mitzvah. Torah, you're never in the middle of Torah. You're always starting another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. And it's always a situation of, should I learn another word of Torah, do another mitzvah? Well, maybe I should do that other mitzvah, whatever it is. So you never an Isaac mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah. This is what the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi said, and this is what Kivega wanted us to see when he said, I am the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi. Oh, but lefi the teretz of the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, lefi the hezber of the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, it's poshet. It's poshet. That's the teretz to Rashi here in Sukkot Av Chafem. Aleph. Rashi says, "Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asukah." What does that mean? Holchei b'derech mitzvah. K'goyin lo my Torah. I don't understand. If you're learning, you don't have the halacha of oisik mitzvah patim and mitzvah. But if I'm on my way to learn, I do have the halacha of oisik mitzvah patim and mitzvah. The teretz says, "Yeah," because if I'm on my way to learn, going to learn is one chefetz of a mitzvah. So I'm in the middle of doing the mitzvah, oisik mitzvah patim and mitzvah. When I'm learning, it's not one chefetz of a mitzvah. Every word is a separate mitzvah. So if every word is a separate mitzvah, you don't have oisik mitzvah patim and mitzvah. The reason you don't say oisik mitzvah patim and mitzvah with Talmud Torah, not because the mitzvah doesn't allow it. Why wouldn't the mitzvah allow it? If you lesser mitzvah say, I have oisik mitzvah, patim and mitzvah, certainly Talmud Torah would. It's because I'm never really oisik mitzvah. But when I'm holchei bedrachim, when I'm on my way to do a mitzvah, then I really am. Then I am in the middle of doing the mitzvah. And because then I really am in the middle of doing the mitzvah, so over there, you would have the halacha of oisik mitzvah, patim and mitzvah. So this tshuva is called Ben Levi, was a beer Nifla or Mifur Semes to say pshat in a very difficult halach in Shulchan Aruch. But if you think about it, it's also a tremendous chizik, because what the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi is saying is that when a person sits down to learn, every single word that the person learns is a separate mitzvah. Al kol teva v'tevi yamakayim a mitzvah. You take dalad minim, you shokel a lulav, you are makayim a mitzvah. You do another mitzvah, whatever it is, you are makayim a mitzvah. You learn Torah, every single word of learning is another mitzvah. And the truth is that, you know who brings this point out so strongly? It's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, who of course was very, very mekatzer, but the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Masechtas Peah, and this is in Shnois Aliyo, it's on the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim She'en Lam Shir, HaPeah V'Abikurim V'Harei Oyoin U'Kmilos Chasadim V'Salmut Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, Salmut Torah is Ein Lo Shir. So he says, Talmud Torah that's Ein Lo Shir means Loi Lamata V'Loi Lamala. Meaning there's no Shir Lamayla. There's no ceiling. That's obvious. But there's, at the same time, there's no Shir Lamata either. Any little bit of learning that a person does, that's already a mitzvah. Meaning there's no Shir Lamayla and there's no Shir Lamata. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, because a person that learns Teva achas. One word, you're already mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a, yeah, a person has a mitzvah to learn Torah. One word, that's what you have to say. Mei emosai. You're done. Literally, you start the mitzvah, the Mishnah, shluchei, finished. Yoytze mitzvah Talmud Torah. Elu tfarim sheilam shir, loy lamalav loy lamata said the Vilna Goy. You say one word of Torah, you already yoytze. Said the Vilna Goy, it says, you can ask me a kasha. The Gemara says, Menachas Tav Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Menachas Tzadik Tes says the Gemara that what's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? So, Machleiknis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says you have to learn the whole day and the whole night. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says no. Afilu kara kriyishma shal shachris fishal arvis, you can be yoitza. But says the Vilna Goy, and it sounds like the smallest shear is kriyishma shal shachris v'arvis, not teva achas. So says the Vilna Goy asks his kashna. He says, no, that Gemara's lavdafka. But the Gemara meant to say was, everybody says Kriya Shema. So if you say Kriya Shema, you should know you were Yotze. But rather, if you are not saying Kriya Shema for whatever reason, one word, Shluche, you're done. You don't have to say Mitzvah. You're already Yotze in a Mitzvah. Just by saying Shluche, that in and of itself is going to be enough. I remember I once heard from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua, he said in Chumash here, so he was saying over that somebody once came to Reb Chaim, and he saw Reb Chaim was very besimcha. So he asked Reb Chaim, he says, why are you so besimcha? So he told him, Val mein velvel, I don't remember how old he was, but he was very young. I think he said he's 1 year old with a kinshoy learning. He says, velvel, a kinshoy learning? He's a little baby. How does he know how to learn? He said, tata, ich will mayim. He said, mayim is a word in the Torah. It's a teva achas b'tayr. A kinshoy learning. Because a teva achas is already a word in the Torah. Either way, if you go through the Vilna Goyen, he goes again and again, and he says how one word, even one word of Torah is already Torah. So I was thinking, and I once heard the famous hesped from Bianco Galinsky that he said on the stipler, right, the classic hesped. So he said that somebody once came to the stipler with a child, and he said his child was in yeshiva for many years, and he wanted to be able to take his child out of yeshiva. But he wasn't going to do it unless the stipler was maskim. And he told the stipler that my son's been in yeshiva 5 years, and the Mishnah says that if someone learns for 5 years and he's not Roya Simon Bracha in his learning, he's never going to be Roya Simon Bracha. This is what he said. He's never going to be Roya Simon Bracha. So he didn't just come with a question, right? He came with a mahaloch. He thought that based on Divrei Chazal, the right thing to do would be certainly to take his child out of yeshiva. So the stipler looked at the child and he asked him, mein kind, he says, do you know a Mishnah? Mishnah? He said he knows a Mishnah. He says, 5 years ago, when you went to yeshiva, did you know a Mishnah? He says, nah, I didn't know a Mishnah. So he turns to the father. He says, how can you tell me this child is Eini Roya Simen Bracha? He says, 5 years ago, this child didn't know a Mishnah. He says, today he has a Mishnah. His neshama has a Mishnah. That's not Simen Bracha. He says, 5 years ago, this neshama didn't have one Mishnah. And now he has a Mishnah. So Bianca Galinsky said, you know, when he heard that story, his muscle rishon was like, how do you understand? This is the stipler. This was someone that knew kol haTorah kula. This was someone that like pasik gir samitay chpum. He didn't stop learning for 1 second, and he was so impressed over someone that knew one mishnah. Right? Usually, someone that reaches a certain level of success in a certain area, so it's hard to appreciate something that's so insignificant relative to his success. So he sees here, he's the stipler, he's the god of Adar, and he was in nispa because a child learned for 5 years and he knew one Mishnah, but he said, fakir, it's Adarab, but that was the godless of the stipler. It's because he was machshiv one Mishnah, and in his mind, one Mishnah was Simen Bracha, and when you have such chashivas for every prat, that's where it builds to the cloud. You know, the Vilna Goyen is giving a whole shir on Elu Tvarim She'en Lam Shir for Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is Elu Shir L'malo L'mat. This is the Vilna Goyen who made a cheshmet that he wasn't mevatel 60 seconds of Torah a year. And literally, the Vilna Goyen is giving a whole shir. You don't even have to say Kriya Shma Shel Shachris V'Arvis. Overrated, right? Right, the Gemara says even that you're not allowed to tell an Am Ha'aretz, because the Am Ha'aretz is going to think he doesn't have to learn. Comes again the Vilna Goyen, it's Shnei Saliyahu, Mesechtes Peya, and the Goyen says that no, even a teva achas. So the Vilna Goyen, teva achas is Torah. Fakir, this is mamish tavart. It's from such a chashivos for one word of Torah. That's the Vilna Goyen. But then toich dvar of the Vilna Goyen, he just throws in one punchline, and we're going to end with this. So the Goyen says, if you're mizboinin in this for a second, that Talmud Torah is ein lashir loy lemala v'loy lamata, and a teva achas of Torah is a mitzvah. He says, imkein. He says, k'shaloy made l'moshel. He says, I'll explain to you what a moshel from the Dubna Magid of Achyeh, a moshel from the Vilna Gaon. He says, imkein. K'shaloy made l'moshel daf echot. Says, make a cheshbon. If you learn one daf, says the Vilna Gaon, he says, just from learning mekayim kama meyos mitzvahs, you'll be mekayim hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. He says one daf gemara is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. Right, we count sometimes how many dafin. Forget about how many dafin. How many mitzvahs? Every single daf is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. Vimkein, he says, it's positive. A person has a shiloh to learn Torah. Or to do another mitzvah, bevada yoyser toiv l'kayim meya mitzvahs, b'mitzvah achas. Regardless, this is the yesoid of the tshuvas kol ben Levi, the Reb Kideger said in Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Sham, and it's really the yesoid of the Vilna Goyim and Shnois Aliyah, that on the one hand, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'teva achas, which, you know, maybe you don't want to say too loudly in certain circles, because if that's the case, you really don't have to learn the whole daf. One mitzvah, and you're ready to the mitzvah. But then again, there's a whole nother side to that. And that is, if one teva of Torah is a mitzvah, so what does that tell you about a teva of Torah? And what does that tell you about a daf of Torah? And what does it tell you about a person that harav isn't learning? Yismikayim v'gisa boy, gaima v'layla. And we will end here.